From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday. Trump said that he hopes future developments will be beneficial to both countries. Luis Ramirez is in Hamburg and reports.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
The United States, Russia, and Jordan have reached an agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria. The deal marks a new level of involvement for the Trump administration in trying to resolve Syria's civil war. The ceasefire is set to take effect Sunday at noon Damascus time in a clearly defined de-escalation zone. Previous ceasefires in Syria have collapsed or failed due to violence. It is unclear whether this deal will be better. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan agreed Friday to urge the United Nations to speed up the implementation of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental ballistic missile launch. The three leaders are asking the international community to quickly implement all the United Nations Security Council's resolutions meant to punish North Korea. They called on nations bordering North Korea to help convince North Korea to stop threatening other countries and to halt its ballistic missile program. For instantaneous updates, be sure to follow VOA News on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. This is VOA News. A UN conference adopted an international treaty banning nuclear weapons Friday, but the world's nine nuclear powers boycotted the proceedings, leaving its impact in doubt. The treaty was adopted by 122 countries. The Netherlands voted against the measure and Singapore abstained. Ambassador Elaine White Gomez of Costa Rica served as the president of the UN conference that negotiated the treaty.
Este texto deja abiertas.
This text leaves an open door so that nuclear weapon states and other states who control them can be parties to this agreement. So this shows the political resolve of this conference by bringing together the necessary conditions in order to eliminate these weapons.
The treaty prohibits states who sign and ratify it from developing, testing, producing, manufacturing, otherwise acquiring, possessing, or stockpiling nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. The treaty will enter into force once 50 states have signed and ratified it. This Sunday marks 2 years since China began sweeping crackdowns on human rights lawyers, and it has sparked an international outcry and raised concerns about the mistreatment of detainees in custody. Philip Alexio has the story.
On July 27th, authorities in China issued a provision stipulating that courts shall exclude confessions extracted through torture and that interrogations of criminal suspects must take place in regulated settings. But courts will be left to determine whether evidence has been illegally extracted. Albert Ho, a member of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, said that he finds it hard to believe China will implement the non-torture regulation.
They only pay lip service to international conventions on human rights or against torture. They are doing totally different things. They are most well-organized liars in human history.
Following renewed allegations of torture, international rights groups have recently submitted a joint report to the UN's Committee Against Torture, which they say should be used for China's next rights review. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The UN Cultural Agency Friday declared the old city in West Bank town of Hebron as a Palestinian World Heritage Site. The decision outraged Israeli officials who say the move negated the deep Jewish ties to the biblical town and its ancient shrine. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt and Bahrain broke with Qatar last month, accusing the country of thwarting all efforts aimed at resolving a rift, and said it intends to continue its policy aimed at destabilizing the security of the region. Qatar called allegations made against it by the four Arab countries that it supports extremist groups false. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.